אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 149, את ההקדמה לספר.
We are reading the introduction to the book of פנים מאירות ומסבירות, item 20. You can ask questions live during the lesson.
Yes, let's continue. Maybe we don't remember that much about what we're talking about. Here he starts the result of these two corruptions that comes from the serpent, etc. Maybe you don't remember, but let's read. Let's get to know. It's the first time we can read it and just to listen. Please.
Item 20. As a result of these two corruptions, man's body was corrupted too, as it is precisely adapted by creation to receive the abundance of sustenance from the system of Kedusha. This is so because in any viable act, its parts are guarded from any surplus or scarcity. An act that is not viable and sustainable is because its parts are unbalanced and there is some shortage or surplus in them. As he says in the poem of unification, of all your work, not a thing you have forgotten. You did not add, and you did not subtract. It is a mandatory law that perfect operations stem from the perfect operator. However, when a person passes from the system of Kedusha to the system of the Sitra Achra, due to the barnacle attached to his construction by the Tree of Knowledge, many parts of him are already in surplus, needless, since they do not receive anything from the abundance of sustenance dispensed from the authority of the Sitra Achra. As it is as we find with the loose bone, see in the Zohar, Midrash, and also in a certain portion of each and every organ. Hence, one must receive sustenance into one's body more than is necessary, since the surplus joins every demand that rises from the body. Hence, the body receives for them. However, the surplus itself cannot receive its share. Thus, its share remains in the body as surplus. And litter that the body must later eject. In consequence, the feeding and digesting tools exert in vain. They diminish and lessen to extinction because their sentence is predetermined as that of any imbalanced act destined to disintegrate. Thus, you find that from the perspective of the construction of the body, too, its death depends on cause and effect from the Tree of Knowledge. Now we have been rewarded learning and knowing the two contradictions, opposite conducts. The sustenance and keeping of the created beings has already passed from the system of Kedusha to the system of the Sitra Achra because of the barnacle of the great will to receive for oneself connected to the created beings by the eating from the Tree of Knowledge. This induced separation, oppositeness, and hatred between the system of Kedusha and the structure of the bodies of the created beings in this world. When the Kedusha can no longer sustain and nurture them from the high table. To not destroy reality and to induce an act of correction for them. It gives the collective abundance of the sustenance of reality, her 288 sparks to the system of the Sitra Achra, so they will provide for all creations in the world during the correction period. Hence, the conducts of existence are very confused, since evil sprouts from the wicked. And if the abundance is reduced to the created beings, it certainly brings ruin and destruction. And if abundance is increased, it brings excessive force of separation to the receivers. As our sages said, he who has 100 wants 200. He who has 200 wants 400. It's like the separated pleasure that the separated and defected flesh senses, where increased pleasure increases separation and affliction. Thus, self-love greatly increases in the receivers. And one swallows one's friend alive. Also, the life of the body shortens, since the accumulation of reception brings the bitter drop at the end sooner. And wherever they turn, they only condemn. Now you can understand what is written in the Tosfot. Until one prays that Torah will enter one's body, one should pray that no delicacies will enter one's body. This is because the form of self-reception, which is the opposite of Kedusha, increases and multiplies by the measure of pleasure that one's body acquires. Thus, how can one obtain the light of Torah within one's body when he is separated and in complete oppositeness of form from the Kedusha, and there is great hatred between them, as with all opposites? They hate each other and cannot be under the same roof. Therefore, one must first pray that no delights or pleasures will enter one's body, and as the deeds in Torah and mitzvot accumulate, one slowly purifies and inverts the form of reception to be in order to bestow. You find that one equalizes one's form with the system of Kedusha, and the equivalence and love between them returns as prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge. Thus, one is rewarded the light of the Torah since he entered the presence of the Creator.
Yes. Well, as usual, we only have one question, which is from that same Kiev one. Please.
Два вопроса у меня. Первый, тут интересная такая аналогия с человеческим телом.
Yeah, I have two questions. One is about the analogy of the human body, which is a result of the tree of knowledge, due to the sin of the tree of knowledge. What is that about?
I think everyone understands what it's about, all the waste that comes out of the human body from each and every one, not only from humans, from all the still vegetative and animated live in the physical, egoistic, small in order to receive in the degree of our world. So some things it cannot correct in spirituality, and accordingly he also has that same things that are parallel in corporeality. That's why from each and every one, from his body, all kinds of waste comes out. In feces, in urine, in sweat, in each and everything, we lose parts of the body, of our skin. Parts are falling all the time and new skin grows from the internal parts of our body. Also, they always have to renew and they come out of us. Also, those parts that are already dead are extracted when they're no longer in use, etc. That's clear. And this is how it is with Earth and the entire universe and whatever. Whatever is in order to receive, moreover, in man, which is the most egoistic of them all. It also has ego about the thoughts, the intentions. That's why in man there's more waste than everything else. And all his life he has to care about how he's holding himself with bringing the waste out of him. Whereas if we reach the complete correction, accordingly, we will merit discovering that our body changes and that we rise above ourselves, all of us with our bodies to the world of Atzilut. There is no waste.
Там вот в духовной форме там излишек как бы не получает творение, потому что тут же он пишет о том, что эти отходы связаны с тем, что
получается. Why doesn't the created being receive? Because it said it, because the body gets luxuries, Rav. The meaning is we can correct everything we get to correct for correction. Ita 4.
Perché il peccato dell'albero della conoscenza è stata
la rivelazione del. Why is the sin of the tree of knowledge the revelation of the will to receive? This is clear that the Creator needs, if he wants to create the created being, not in the way of the still vegetative and animate, which is like a game when they're aimed by their own desire, not being aware and can't change themselves. And that's why there is no judgment here, neither for the better or for worse. So you have to create someone who will be like the verse says, that they will be as God, knowing good and evil. And here we're talking about the human species. And even this human species, as until it develops and from the Adam that started to develop, wherever he started to develop, and until he reaches our degrees, and we have all the levels of the world to receive in order to receive. And by that we can really correct ourselves and the entire creation below us, when we're incorporating the still vegetative and animate in our world, and in the connection between us, we really incorporate our whole world, and then we discover also all the forces of nature that enact in our world that we don't yet discover, we don't yet attain, but we will discover and we will attain, and then we will be able to correct that degree in which we are.
Cab U7.
Rav, what does it mean to have the freedom of the environment, the freedom of the choice of the environment?
It's when we can, in each and every moment, we can be either a human or a beast. It's very simple.
Does that mean I have that responsibility?
Yes, of course. Not each one, not everyone, but the ones who receive, who have the points in their hearts, and then they have a connection to a higher degree, then they have a choice. Either to remain as a beast in his degree or to rise as man to a higher degree. And that's how it is each and every time when he walks from one degree to another.
May I ask you one more, please? Does that mean if I make...
Yes.
Thank you. Does that mean if I make a decision and that decision takes me to the Sitra Akra, that was my decision, right?
That's already a question we will have to scrutinize apart. If you take a decision, it's seemingly your decision. Yes. Latin 3.
Hola, Rab. Una pregunta. En algunos escritos de los sabios dicen que el alma, es decir,
in part of the Kabbalistic writings, it says that the soul,
de lo que podía ser el regalo que iba a recibir. ¿Por qué se dice que el Shabbat,
or the kli, the vessel, has sinned just before the Shabbat, which is considered a present that was given on Mount Sinai, meaning that once we enter a state of revelation, then we will understand different degrees of what the soul could receive or understand in that moment?
Ken.
Yes. Yes.
PT 33.
It says here that all the surplus turns into waste that the body needs to emit. How does it emit all the surplus?
He brings him out from this degree to a lower one.
I also wanted to ask how to differentiate between what you really need, your basic needs, and surplus, what's redundant.
That's something you have to scrutinize. You have to scrutinize that, what's necessary and what's not necessary in each and every moment.
PT 19.
So, Baal Sulam writes, and now we merited to know these two contradicting behaviors. And then he adds that self-reception is the opposite of holiness and we need to pray, etc., etc. What is he talking about here?
Can you ask in your words?
Yeah, he says that there is the Kedusha, holiness, and there is the impurity, Tum'ah, and that we need to pray not to receive that which is surplus in life. So what? We need to start canceling all those things?
No. What you need in order to attain the goal of life, that you need to receive from life. But whatever you don't need in order to attain the goal of life, don't use it, because it simply takes time and strength from you.
What is forbidden to enjoy in this world? What can we and what can't we enjoy in this world?
That's a different question, excuse me, but don't jump from one question to another.
Well, it talks about the treats, that it's forbidden.
Whatever is related to attainment of the purpose of life, you can and you're allowed to use it.
Everything without restricting nothing?
For the attainment of the purpose of life, I told you. That means it already incorporates the ability and the duty of a person to use whatever he takes correctly and works with it, he establishes it before him.
Are there things in this world that I'm forbidden to do?
If you want to attain the purpose of life, then accordingly you measure what's allowed and what's not.
How can I know what that is?
What?
How can I know what's allowed, what's not?
Well, if you don't know, just go home and sleep and that's it.
Is there a certain formula to it?
Yes, we're learning that. What's good in order to connect to the friends and through them to connect to the Creator. That's the condition, from love of others to the love of the Creator, that you first of all have to do it in the 10 and with the Creator.
And what about love, life itself? Suppose I want to go someplace, do something.
All the rest of your life, you live in them necessarily in order to keep your connection with the 10 and with the Creator. That's it. Isn't that clear?
Yeah, but I'm allowed to enjoy life, right?
That isn't written anywhere, because your pleasure should be from your life, not from your life, but from the attainment of the upper light inside of the vessel that you prepare.
There
are no more questions? Great. Please write it down.
I mean, it kind of complicates life.
I'm not complicating anything for you. It's the opposite. I am putting your life inside clear limits, boundaries, so you don't need to make it complicated anymore.
Yesterday you said that you told someone, don't watch TV, don't watch news. It startled me. My question is, what am I allowed and what am I not allowed to do? To what extent?
Look, I'm not dictating to you what to do, but I haven't seen on TV throughout my whole life, where sometimes I do look there, I've hardly seen anything good. Sometimes there are such programs there about science, especially, and not even that. Usually it's on the internet. Those who know where to search for it, they find it. But on TV, what do you have on TV?
No, there's news, things in the world.
In order to confuse us and fill our minds with all of the waste.
So I have to be cautious.
Not to be cautious, just to cut it off. That's it. What do you get from it?
Okay.
Okay, so we have again Tel Aviv 4. Yes?
What I don't understand is, what is the surplus? Is that the Sitra Acha?
The surplus means it's not necessary for the attainment of the goal. Of all kinds of different types. So what do they exist for?
In order for you to sort them and take for yourself only those things with which you can advance. And throughout the degrees, you will see how much there is no surplus, but rather you can use each and everything, but not now.
Eventually, are they cancelled?
No, you use everything. You start to see that the Creator did not create anything redundant, as it says, you've done no more and no less, but rather that He created everything to the point, because it's needed for the attainment of the goal, but not on our degrees. We don't know how to use them.
PT
25.
Does this mean that for sure the Creator will give you everything that you need in corporeality in order to reach the goal?
Yes.
If so, then why are there friends that they're not married, they don't have a family, they're ill, they don't have their basic needs?
This all depends on how a person arranges it for himself.
So, I need to think that the Creator will give it to me all for sure.
He will give it to you if you will enter the right society that can support you. You have to enter a religious Orthodox society and participate there in everything that you have, and you will see how much then you get along there. I'm telling you that before everyone.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
That's it. We have nothing more to talk about. It's a shame to look at you another year and another year and another year where you're still not organized. Keep one.
Dear, you said that man needs not to enjoy our world, but the upper spiritual lights. And here Bala Sulam writes at the end of item 20 that one needs to pray for the pleasures of heaven not to enter his body. What is that?
We will reach such pleasures and then we will be concerned about it.
I have
nothing to say.
Ну, то есть для начала должны их ощущать эти духовные света, и потом.
I mean, for starters, you simply need to feel these lights, and only then somehow will know how to receive them.
A person should ultimately reach a state where he is sorting what he can use in order to bestow to the Creator out of everything that he has before him, of all the different kinds of pleasure, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, and what he cannot use in order to bestow through the friends of the Creator. And if he cannot, then he doesn't use it. And that's it. It's very simple.
Так тут же речь идет не про еда, секс, а про
духовные
наслаждения, удовольствие.
We're not talking about those pleasures, but about upper, higher pleasures.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If I receive from someone pleasure, with food or sex or family, money, honor, knowledge, or with spiritual pleasures. What is the difference? Pleasure is pleasure. The question is only with which intention, with which connection with the Creator, I feel it.
Ну, например, мы с товарищами.
Well, for example, I'm with the friends, we're connecting at some meeting or on a lesson. I can enjoy the action itself, but how to correctly relate to the friend?
That is the problem. How can I relate correctly to the friends when I connect together with them in a meeting, virtual or physical? So how do I... connect with them, and how do I raise this connection to the level of connection with the Creator, right? So this is what it's all about. And therefore it doesn't matter what we're engaging in, but rather what is important is the intention. Okay, so let us leave that. Where did we reach? 21?
Yeah, 21.
Okay, so with God's help, we'll continue tomorrow. Let's move to the next part of the lesson.